Okay, I can't resist. Happy Sabbath. Every day, praise God for Jesus. I hope you all had a good sleep and we're glad you're here. And I have a few announcements before we go on. First of all, I'll get the housekeeping out of the way. We're offering, besides the regular breakout sessions this year, we're offering another track that we're calling Christianity EDU. Coming to Trinity has been a real eye-opener for me. I don't think Richard labored under the delusions I did, but I really believed that evangelicals were anti-intellectual. It is so embarrassing to me now to realize what I thought. But the amazing people that I have met here. So we have three people from Trinity Church who are going to be offering classes, actually, on the subjects of, the first one will be recent history and historical movements in the Christian church, people and movements that I never knew about as an Adventist. That will be taught by Rick Langer. Gary Inrig, our pastor, will be giving a session on how to find a good church, how to recognize the pure gospel. And in the afternoon, John Rittenhouse is going to give a class on the reliability of Scripture. I just want you to be aware that Christianity EDU is concurrent with the other breakout sessions, so keep your eye on the schedule. There has been one that has been canceled because of a scheduling conflict. The How to Study the Bible is not going to be offered this time, hopefully next year. One other thing is that probably up here on the platform, David Roth is here with a video camera, and if he comes and says to you, I'd like to ask you a few questions and get you on tape, please say yes, because these little impromptu videos we're going to edit and put online so people can see brief stories, brief testimonies of those who have left Adventism and found Jesus, our true Sabbath rest. Now, for the past month or so, I have had occasional emails from, you know, I realize I don't know if it's actually a man or a woman. I think it's a man, but the name is Santoso from Singapore. And this person is leaving the Adventist Church after several years of struggling with it. And I got an email on Wednesday that I need to read to you. He says, please pass the message to all at LAM, formeradventist.com, and others that have put in a lot of efforts to bring out the truth. As many know, the SDAs use a different language in stating their beliefs. Thus, it is not easy to look for information outside of Adventism to verify if certain beliefs are biblical. Through the writings of Canright, Brinsmead, and other Adventists, I did find some clarity. I also found out why I could not relate to non-Adventists' explanations that told me why SDAs were not biblical. Did you follow that? Having the understanding of how Adventist minds work, you're able then to talk in Adventist language. Here's his brief history. 1975, I was baptized at 15. 1980s, Dr. Ford's controversy. Thesis difficult for laypersons. I searched the University of Iowa library of 5 million for SDA pro and con. Re-evaluated SDA beliefs, but inconclusive results. 2007, SDA membership removal, age 46. So, all of you are doing a great job. Please continue to point out the issues that are different and unbiblical. For example, I'm restudying the concept of soul sleep, and I'm looking forward to the recordings of this weekend. So, in thinking about our theme of the body of Christ, it is really It's really humbling to me to realize, like Martin said last night, I'm now just an ordinary Christian. I'm not special, but I am a part of Christ's body. And as a group, we who share this common background have a unique ability to explain to those inside what's really problematic. And we have a unique ability to explain to those who've never had our background what the truth is. So I'm hoping that this weekend will be an encouragement to all of you and will help equip you to take your unique place in the body of Christ.